You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. If you spend any time driving between Sacramento and Davis, or if you're just trying to head to the Bay Area, you've spent time on the YOLO Causeway, and during peak commute times, it's probably felt more like a parking lot than a freeway. When you add in construction delays, it's enough to drive you mad. But all that freeway work is supposed to ease the I-80 commute. We're joined now by Dennis Keaton from Caltrans to talk about some of those improvements. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Good afternoon, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Dennis, if you're driving along the I-80 Causeway right now, there's a lot of construction going on. What exactly is going on out there?
Right. So the current project that's active right now is the Yellow Pavement Rehab Project. And what it is working on the current pavement of what you see basically from Charles Road onto the causeway going into West Sacramento. The pavement's really reached its pavement life where it's kind of fallen apart. So what we have is redoing that overlay and replacing it with reinforced concrete, redoing the ramps, upgrading the existing barriers, and redoing the decks so that ultimately it's a safer and better ride quality for motorists.
Okay, so Dennis, that explains what's going on now, but there's also a bigger plan to add toll lanes along I-80, including along the causeway. How did that idea come about, and what are the goals for that larger project?
Well, let's back up a little bit. So what we noticed at Caltrans was a big increase in traffic volume. So a little over 10 years ago, you saw about a 13 to 15% increase in travelers and motorists that used that particular highway. And all we saw was that was only going to increase, right? So back then you had about a 13 to 15% increase. That was only going to increase even more. So we started thinking about what there was available as far as options to go ahead and improve the overall traffic flow for that corridor. The biggest problem was a bottleneck that was happening over in Davis. As soon as you were coming over from Solano and from the Bay Area coming into the city of Davis, you had a bottleneck happening because the lanes typically went from about four or five lanes down to three lanes. And that's what continued all the way onto the causeway. And that's what is primarily responsible for the backup. Fast forward to now, the options are basically looking at getting another lane into that particular area, and you have choices, which are your traditional carpool lanes that people can use. And then there's also what's called a managed lane. And a managed lane is something that isn't too new. You see them when you go to the Bay Area and to Southern California. So that project is supposed to be happening in the spring of 2025 for those managed lanes. And so that we don't confuse, this thing's going to happen in phases. So right now we have a first phase that's happening in the spring of 2025. The overall project itself, the $465 million project, it won't be completed until farther down the line. But this is the first phase happening with the allocated money that the California Transportation Commission gave us, $105 million to begin that process.
Okay, so Dennis, you mentioned this will happen in phases, but give us a big picture here. Where exactly, when it's all completed, would these toll lanes run, and how many miles?
So we refer to them as these managed lanes, and they'll basically be coming from the Bay Area, where they've already started extending what they have on additional lanes, and coming into Yolo County and continuing all the way into Sacramento along 50 and also along Interstate 80 going into West Sacramento from that route. So you're talking about more than 26 miles of additional lanes. That's approximately at this point. We don't have the final estimates on that, but that's what we're looking at, is an additional 26 miles of lanes for our part of the project for District 3.
Okay, so 26 miles, and then explain how managed lanes work, because we don't have those all across our Sacramento region. Like you said, there are some in the Bay Area and Southern California. Who can drive in these lanes and who can't?
Right. So the typical managed lanes, like what you may see in the Bay Area, are these lanes that will be allowed to be entered without charge if you happen to have one of the environmentally friendly vehicles, like what you see on plug-in hybrids, alternative vehicles that use a combination of either electrical or a hybrid type of setup. Anything that's a traditional vehicle using fossil fuels will be required to pay a certain toll, and that is a vehicle that has three or more riders in it. And so if that's the case, we still haven't finalized how that's going to particularly work out, so that's still being determined at this point.
Okay, finally, Dennis, I know a question you probably get all the time. People want to know, how long is the construction going to be out there? What, give us the timeline.
So what we're looking at for this particular project is the rehab project is supposed to be finished by the spring of next year. The first phase is supposed to pick right up after that for this first phase, and that's going to be started right around spring or summer, and then continue into the summer of 2027 for that particular phase. Overall, it just depends on how much funding we get. Again, we only have at this point the $105 million of the projected $465 million of the whole large project that we're aiming to complete.
Okay, so these new managed lanes, we should see construction on those starting next year into 2027. Good to know. Well, Dennis, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, and thanks again for having me.
That was Dennis Keaton, Caltrans Public Information Officer, talking about adding new freeway lanes along the Yolo Causeway. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.